This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Dynamic banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic banter. Don't forget the history roads. Dynamic banter.
Guys, welcome to the show. This is a really fun treat because, well, part of it's not fun. And it has nothing to do with my guest. It has everything to do with Mike not being here. That's not fun. But sometimes the show must go on. Excuse me. And it's nice to bring in a fresh face on the show every once in a while. And today we have my friend Katie Molinaro.
A Molinaro.
Do you like it? You said that way?
Yeah.
Molinaro.
Has to be. You have to do the Italian accent.
Are you a full Italian man?
I am.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You're going to fit right in.
Well, that's perfect mic replacement.
I know. That's what I'm saying. You're good mic replacement.
Oh, good.
I need a... This is what I need. I'm pulling up something that is going to be very appropriate right now and not racist. So, my friend Katie's here, and Katie, we've known each other for like a moment in this industry a little bit, and we've hung out and seen each other at fun events and shit, but like, you're like this super awesome, talented, very funny content creator, and you're incredible, and the content you make is really great, and it's like better than any of the other food shit that I see everywhere.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Let me boost your beautiful voice.
No one likes the sound of their own voice.
Yeah, you don't have to listen to this. I sure don't. Anyway,
that was a really short applause.
No, we're good. Everyone's there. That's how they feel. Welcome to the show, dude. This is, I've been doing this show for a while, and it's very like, we're just gonna fucking be casual. We're gonna talk about all sorts of dumb shit, movies. If you want to talk a little bit about the new Beatles song, we can talk about that. And but I do want to talk about. Sorry, I'm a boomer. Okay. But we should talk about your, like, who the fuck you are and what you do and just introduce the audience to your awesome shit.
Yeah. So, I'm Eat It Katie.
Yum.
Yeah, I eat it.
I'll take a bite out of that.
Yum.
Kevin.
I
Yeah.
I eat on the internet.
Yeah.
And people like to watch
that. And you love it.
I do love it.
Yeah. And why wouldn't you? You get to eat on the internet. Dude, your videos have changed my day.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, maybe not to say that it was like I was having a bad day and then suddenly I had a better one. It's more like you posted a delicious looking thing I had to go get.
Yeah. It really helps. With your mental health.
It really does.
No, truly though.
No, for real.
When I started doing food stuff, it was in between auditions. I was like slightly depressed. I would go to an audition. I'd be like, oh man, I'm in Santa Monica. Let me look up all the places I could go to in Santa Monica because I'm going to be there.
Right.
I would go to like Bay Cities or.
The godmother's.
Yeah. Well, I'm like, man, what other restaurants are in Santa Monica? There aren't.
Abbot Kinney has some yummy stuff.
Yeah, but that's Venice.
That is Venice.
Santa Monica, I feel like, has some pretty bad restaurants. Pasta Cola.
What the fuck is that?
It's
Pasta Cola.
No, seriously.
Really?
It's like this. Yes, it's this amazing Italian restaurant with homemade pasta, and it's completely under the radar, and they charge way too little for their food.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We love a place that charges too little for their food.
Yeah, they're going to go out of business, so you should.
I know, isn't that? That's the saddest part, is like, this fucking place is so good, you guys are going to go out of business.
Yeah.
Have you had tacos 1984 or whatever the
1986,
fuck it's called?
1986, I love it.
Is it good?
It's so... You haven't had it?
No, they're opening one up close to where I reside.
Amazing.
I know. So, and it's not open yet, but I've heard amazing things.
Here's the deal.
What's happening?
I think the most amazing thing on the menu is an off-menu item.
What the fuck?
Yeah. So...
The Italian has entered the chat.
Yeah, the Italian's here.
The Italian's here.
I,
what is the hack? You have it for us?
Yes. So all
this is an exclusive, guys. We got an exclusive.
Exclusive hack. So all of their tortillas are corn. And you can ask
this
for...
This podcast is over.
But you can ask for a flour tortilla. And they have homemade flour tortillas.
But they don't serve flour
they
tortillas?
They don't... What it is fuck? Not an option.
What the fuck?
You ask
on the menu at all?
On the menu at all. Not on the menu
Why
at all.
Why do they have flour tortillas?
They have secret flour tortillas.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
They, what? Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I'm in. I'm in. Keep
so
going.
So you order a perone.
What'd you call me?
A perone. Jabroni.
What'd you call me? What is Wait. It called? You order a what?
Perone.
Okay.
And it's like a taco, but they put cheese and beans and the meat in there, and it's delicious.
It's like a burrito, like...
Kind of. It's like a taco burrito,
situation. Wow.
It's delicious. But it's the only thing I'll ever order there. And the mushroom tacos. They're very good.
But it's a good place overall.
Overall, I think it's... Top five in LA?
I'm excited about that. I'm going to give her a shot.
Yeah, you should. You have, and very inexpensive, as it should be. Like, there's. Are you okay?
I spilled a little coffee on my short.
There are some tacos in Los Angeles where.
They're bad news.
Yeah.
You want to call them out? You don't have to.
I can't because I love the owners, but it's like you shouldn't be. No one should be paying like $7 per taco.
No, you can go ahead and Danny Trejo. Just throw his name out there.
I won't say his name.
Is it not Danny? Shit, did I guess it? It's Danny Trejo? We're cutting this part out.
He's very nice.
We fucking love Danny Trejo.
Danny Trejo's amazing.
We love Danny Trejo. I can't believe it's Danny Trejo.
Like when I was watching Breaking Bad... Like, and he showed up, I was like, man, this guy's a legend. Like,
he's good.
And the fact that he was just like, I'm going to open up a taco place and a donut place and a coffee place.
All at different parts of the town,
I'm just going to do it.
Just do it.
And he shows up all the time. Like,
I love
guy,
that.
He's great. Go to Trejo's Tacos. Look, Italians are white. You know this,
yes,
right?
For sure. Okay. We won't tell Mike, though.
No.
So, Katie, how long have you been making food content? Since you said you were doing auditions, and then you would be like, I'd just eat food on the internet.
Yeah. Okay, so I guess 2018 is when I decided to start Eat It Katie. And it was because I had all these food photos that I'd post on my main page that would have a different audience than... my normal stuff, and
sure.
Then I was like, oh, I'll just make a whole food page, like, why not?
Yeah.
And it was just photos at first, like, no video, not even my face.
Yeah.
It was just, like, stuff that I ate, and then...
You're a comedian, though, and as a comedian, you've got to do something funny.
Yeah.
There's got to be something funny there. So, is that when you started to do, like, funny food stuff?
Not
was
yet.
Was it not funny yet?
It was, like, a little cheap, like, the captions were, like, a little funny, but, like...
Because you can't help it.
Yeah. Can't help being funny. Just can't help it. It's like I'm getting so distracted by this.
They're a lovely audience.
They're really great. I love a live audience on the show.
We do.
Just like Seinfeld.
Yes!
But someone one day was like, you should start putting your face in the photos. And I was like... What?
Yeah.
Like, I didn't get it. And it was like,
put my face in the burger?
Yeah. I'm like, oh, like, no, you holding it. And then I started doing that. And like, the photos at first were not great. you know? Yeah. It was just like...
Do you have those available on the internet still somewhere?
Oh, yeah.
They're up.
They're up.
They're just in your Instagram or something?
Yeah, like I went back and privated a bunch that I was just like, oh, I don't want this horrible photo of poutine.
Do you ever go through the private ones and just reminisce a little?
Sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
You do that?
Yeah, sometimes.
I feel like when you're on social media, you're the person who watches your content the most.
Well, it's interesting because it's like we're also kind of like recording our lives as it happens too. Like we can kind of pinpoint like things that happened in our lives when we posted a video that is unrelated to the thing that happened in our lives, but we know what was happening in our lives. And that's like a weird one because you'll be like scrolling through the privates and be like, whoa, that's an ex. Man, let me see that. And then you're like, whoa, that's crazy. I remember doing that. And that was a weird time in my life.
Yeah.
It's almost like you're just like, you're able to recall memories in a way. It's like a photo diary.
It really is.
Let's write that down for a second in silence. Maybe there is still a chance. Did we write that down?
Yeah, I wrote it down.
Good, me too. But isn't it weird to like be able to access like feelings and memories? It's like those things were like in the future. Like, man, I wish I could like re-access those like really wonderful memories, but they're just gone to time.
Yeah.
But now we have the internet. Thank God.
We do. But which is also bad for some people because then
you can
uncover some things.
It connects people very easily. And people are manipulated easily, aren't they, Katie?
They really are. I know. I know.
Hello, live audience.
They are manipulated. Oh,
they
okay.
They like to be called
they
out.
They like that. Live audience.
So when did you start? So you posted your face in the videos.
It wasn't
the photos.
Even videos. Yeah, it was in just photos. And then, get this.
Okay.
In 2019, a Chinese company that was not TikTok reached out to me and said they would pay me $500 to just download the TikTok app.
And were you like, yeah?
I just went, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
And then they reached out again. They're like, we'll pay you $500 to post like 15 videos. And they have to be between 9 and 11 seconds. And I was like,
smart.
Okay. I was just like, and then I like started growing this insane following from stupid videos. I'd be like, I've never seen this kind of growth before in my life. Like I posted a video of me at the Funko Pop store, just like putting an orange into the Demogorgon's mouth, you know, the Funko Pop store. And that video got like 8 million views.
What the fuck?
And it was like one of my first videos. And I was like,
you literally just put an orange in the Demogorgon's
that's
mouth?
That's it. And
that's great.
My mind was just blown.
Because that's like when people, before people started posting like irreverent. Irreverent.
Irreverent.
Right. That's the word. Like stuff. That where it would be like 3 seconds long, like almost like a Vine.
Yeah.
But Vine was gone and there was a huge gap in the social media want for like a thing like Vine.
Yeah.
So you essentially posted a Vine.
Yeah.
And that was just like a weird fun thing and Stranger Things is popular.
Yeah.
And Pops were popular. So you just like hit the perfect mark.
Yeah.
For like a perfect like viral video.
And then with that video, I think I gained 40,000 followers from that video.
40,000?
40,000. So my page was just at 40,000, and I was like...
Were you scared?
I was excited. No, I was like, I was excited because finally, like, something hit. Like,
well, sure, yeah. And you were like, I got to do more.
Yeah.
Makes
and then
you hungry for more.
It does.
Yeah.
And then I posted like a giant sushi roll and that got like millions of views.
Dude,
and like
fuck
my face
yeah.
wasn't even really in any of these. It was just like crazy food shit. Then I went to Japan and I started posting stuff from there and it was just like random. And you have to use like the TikTok filters. So it was like some weird like star in there. Like,
right. Like, like why is
choppy.
That happening? Yeah.
They're like, oh, but you have to add like one filter in there and you're like,
wow,
all right, sure, I guess. Like I didn't give a shit.
So you kind of like were on the pioneering front of TikTok.
I was one of the first food creators on TikTok.
Wow, that's really a big deal.
I think so.
It totally is.
I wish TikTok thought so.
Well, are they less communicative with you these days?
Oh yeah,
I think they are with everybody.
Yeah, I like had a community manager, and then I just kept getting passed to different community managers till I was like,
it's like YouTube. Finally, it's becoming YouTube.
It really is. And then they're like, oh yeah, just send it to like info at TikTok. I'm like, I know no one's gonna get this. No,
and everybody has access to that fucking email.
Yeah,
you shit. Where does this cable go, Kevin? Why is this in my face?
Up your butt.
Where does this go? This is driving me crazy.
Drop it.
Just drop it. Just
I can't.
Drop it, Steve. Drop it.
Steve.
You gotta drop
it. The audience wants you to drop it.
Come on,
Steve.
Oh, God.
Great. Oh. Great.
And the Oscar for plug drop goes to Steve Zaragoza.
That was so hard.
Yeah.
That was so hard.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. For a second, I thought you were wearing fake glasses. I'm blind already.
These are old.
Like, I have contacts on right now.
These are, like, old school, like...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You have bad eyesight. Like, I'm blind.
I do have bad eyesight, for sure, but you want to know something that's bonkers? I was at the DMV.
Oh. Wild.
I don't give a fuck.
And I got my eyes were being checked. I got my eyes checked because, you know, they check your eyes before you can renew your license or whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever the fuck you're doing there. You do what they say and you don't question it. Kevin, what is this cable? Anyway, so I was like, they're going to check my eyes. And I checked my eyes and I actually like, they were like, you don't need to wear your glasses when you drive.
What?
Yeah. So I've had glasses since I was 5 years old. And
wow.
I don't wear contacts. I never really have. I did it for like a minute. And because my prescription is like astigmatism,
that's tough. Yeah.
Yeah. The fucking contacts need to be thicker and you can feel them and it's weird. And I don't know. I didn't like it. So I never really did contacts. So I've just worn glasses my whole life. So all my IDs have said must be wearing lenses while driving.
Oh.
So if I ever get pulled over and I'm not wearing my glasses, it could kind of fuck me over. They could be like, well, you're supposed to be wearing your glasses. It says it on your ID. But for some reason, this recent trip to the fucking DMV, dude, they were like, my eyes are so good, I don't need to wear them while I drive.
Oh.
What did I do? Get bit by a spider?
That doesn't make any sense. Like, are you nearsighted or are you...
Nearsighted is where you, like,
you
can't
see. You can see close.
I guess I'm nearsighted, yeah.
Yeah, so you can see close, but you...
can't see far, which is not good.
But...
like, I'm nearsighted.
I can see close and far.
Oh.
But it's blurry. It's like not... like, if I take my glasses off, everything is now blurry. But...
then you
but it's
should.
Not but it's not bad. Like, I can still make out your features and I can still see details like the plant.
You see
and
my
the
face?
Yeah, I see your face and the details. It's just not as good as if I do this, and now it's like way better.
Okay, but was this guy at the DMV, was it his last day? Was he just like, fuck it?
There were a lot of balloons that said final day at the DMV. No, I'm kidding. No, I mean,
it's just like, let him
but
drive.
Like, sometimes I'll drive with my glasses off and it's totally fine.
Oh.
It's just things are a little blurry, that's all. But I see details and shit. Like, hold up something for me to look at over there, Kevin. And tell me.
Yeah, we need a...
this isn't a joke.
Yeah.
Well, that's really close. So I see take chances.
Whoa.
Okay, keep going back. Okay, so I can't read the blue at all. Oh,
that
shit.
Part,
oh, shit.
That part is actually
Kevin,
hard,
I can't drop it. I can't.
The blue part or the green part, it does look blue
to me.
It
looks blue, right?
Yeah,
thank
it does
you.
Look blue.
I'm not crazy.
It is harder to blue.
But it's harder to read. Okay, I see. Take chances. Believe in possibility. Do what makes your heart... I'm just reading all the parts I can.
Yeah.
Take chances, believe in possibility, do what makes your heart sing, inspire yourself.
You know, everyone should follow those that mantra, you know?
I agree. What does the blue part say then? Because that was coherent and nice.
Yeah, it's like, why?
He doesn't want us to know.
Yeah, we don't read that part.
What could the blue part possibly say?
Something racist. Just thrown in there with inspiring quotes.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Were you ever, like, since a kid, was food a main thing for you? Or was it kind of just a random, like, once you grew up, you're like, I fucking love food. I want to start talking about food.
Here's the thing. Oh, yeah, you want to do it. Do it. Do it. Do it.
When you were a little...
When I was a little Molinaro.
Molinaro.
So I always grew up with food around the house. Like, my mom loved to cook. She went to cooking school in Italy. We had amazing food the time. Like, just great. And she would also take me to fast food places. Like, we went to Burger King, Wendy's. Like, mm-hmm. I loved it all. Mm-hmm. Then I developed an eating disorder in high school.
Uh-oh.
You know, because, you know, you just want to be skinnier. Because it's the early 2000s or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, you just got to be skinny.
Yeah, it was the patriarchy.
Yeah, truly. And then I restricted myself for, like, so long of not eating stuff that I loved. Like, I didn't eat fast food for a full year.
Damn.
I was just like, no, I don't eat that. I don't eat fried food. Like, it was very restrictive.
You weren't allowing yourself that joy.
No.
That connected you to your childhood.
Yeah.
In your adulthood.
Exactly. I didn't allow that for many years until I was, like, you know, mid-20s, really. And I started, like, being able to allow myself to eat regular food again. I read this intuitive eating book. If you ever have a chance to read the intuitive eating book, like, because as kids, you know, we teach kids in America to finish their plate or, like.
Yeah, it really was a big part of it.
They don't really think, like, you can do that in other countries because they have normal portion sizes. But here it's like Cheesecake Factory.
Right, right, right. But like, but the finishing your plate was like, be grateful for what you have. Like,
yeah.
Don't waste food.
Yeah, don't waste food. But it's like, I'm not hungry.
Right.
You're
right.
Overfeeding me.
Right.
But there was
right.
never, like, we and don't then, teach people to
yeah.
listen to their hunger cues.
Exactly. And then there was like that fucking food pyramid thing. That was like, drink milk every day.
20 slices of bread.
Yeah, yeah, and 6 slices of cheese with every meal. It was like, really? I love it.
Yeah.
So I was drinking milk and eating steaks and shit, and I'm like, fuck yeah, brother, I'm a cow.
Yeah, we're all cows.
We're all cows. We were what we ate, essentially.
Yeah.
And that shit was, like, damaging as fuck to our bodies.
Yeah, like,
big time.
Like, no one told us that sugary cereal was bad.
There was a cartoon character that would come out on our TV screens and say, you little shit, you want this.
You want it. You want Frosted Flakes.
You want it or you're not cool. Your friends are going to beat the fuck out of you at school.
You can jump higher. You can run faster.
Do you want to be the weird kid that's not eating this cereal?
Mom, I can't be the weird kid that's not eating the cereal.
They beat me up because I'm eating sugar smucks.
Sugar smucks.
And they're eating sugar smacks.
Well, yeah, you know, sugar. It used to be called Sugar Smacks.
Sugar Smacks, yeah.
And instead now, of wait, just Smacks.
Now? Oh, it's Smacks?
Whoa. Yeah.
Whoa, rebrand.
Yeah, they
when
were like.
When did that happen? That's crazy. I'm not up on my cereal.
I think that happened in like the 70s.
No, it didn't, you shithead. Let's find out right now.
I think it's.
With the Italian music playing.
Oh, no, it was Pops. Sugar Pops.
Yes. Oh,
and Pops.
Yes. It was
that
see.
Happened in the 90s.
Okay, hold
but
on.
I think
yeah,
Smacks
yeah, yeah.
happened in the either 70s or
80s. And then we lost the prisoner, the criminal dog from the Cookie Crisp. Remember the dog that was a fucking yeah. criminal?
Yeah.
I guess they didn't want him to be a criminal anymore.
Yeah, they rebranded and they I remember
they're like, maybe this kid's guy shouldn't be a criminal.
Yeah. I remember,
is that why the Hamburglar's gone?
Probably. He's not really gone. There's Hamburglar Crocs, you know?
I guess that's true. Yeah, they're coming. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm.
But they don't really like, they're not all about the Hamburglar.
Oh, no. Here it is. It was renamed Honey Smacks in the 1980s.
Honey Smacks.
Yeah, and that was that frog. Oh, was that the frog. Bear? That
the
bear
frog,
was, are you
I
sure
think.
It was the frog?
The frog, my boy.
It's the frog.
His name is Dig. What am I seeing? I'm seeing Instacart. What are we ordering?
Yeah, we're ordering some groceries that they're gonna mess up and give me half the ingredients.
Damn, girl, drag them.
No, if you like, honestly, I think Instacart's gotten a lot better. Mm. If you order very specific things and ask for no replacements, like if you don't need a recipe right now, like
okay, I get that.
I ordered a bunch of stuff on Instacart to make crab rangoon, and I, you know, imitation crab. The wonton wrappers, the cream cheese, they replaced the regular cream cheese I ordered with berry.
Berry crab rangoons?
With berry cream cheese. Jeez, and they were like, that's huge. Out of, like, it just ruined my day. I was like,
yeah, that why would fuck up so much shit.
Like, why would you think this was okay? Like, you didn't call me. And you were just like, nah, well, mixed berries, fine.
And all the other things in the cart didn't indicate maybe they were gonna make some crab rangoons.
Maybe something savory.
Maybe something savory.
They just, you know, not everyone knows how to grocery shop. Let's be real.
I mean, sure, for sure. That's a whole other can of crab rangoons.
It is. I love crab
rangoons. You make those crab rangoons. Do they all have crab in them?
Mine do.
They do. Real crab?
Imitation crab.
Imitation crab is not real crab.
Right.
What is that? What is it made of?
Pollock.
What'd you call me?
Pollock.
Pollock is what now?
A fish.
Oh, so it's... Wait. Imitation crab still means it's like fish.
Right. It's still fish, yeah.
Interesting.
Which has a very distinct flavor, and I prefer it in a crab rangoon. Pollock. Yeah.
And...
It's like a white fish.
I think like there's a guy in the Tintin... named Pollock.
I think you're right.
And he's a sea captain. That's cool.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Tintin. Too bad they didn't make the more of those. The Adventures of Tintin.
That's right, The Adventures of Tintin.
Kevin. And it was, like, confusing because it's like, is this The Little Prince? It's
right. Different. Yeah, there is something. And then it was like, there was like a Rin Tin Tin.
Yeah.
Which is like a totally different thing.
Wow, you're unlocking so many memories.
I don't want to get off this Pollock thing real quick, though. Yeah, okay. Though. Is it just that one day someone was like, this tastes like fucking crab, doesn't it, mates? But, we should use this instead of crab and all of our crab shit.
I don't know how it started, honestly.
It's gotta be something with, like, the price, right?
I feel like if you say it's imitation crab, to me it sounds like it's going to be, like, vegan or vegetarian.
No, it's not. It's... fully pescatarian.
It's like pescatarian. You're eating some fish.
Yeah, but they also like add spices to it to make it kind of, you know, taste like crab. But in a California roll, it's imitation crab.
Interesting.
And I've had it with blue crab, like regular crab, and it doesn't hit as hard.
Whoa.
There's like something about the imitation crab that hits harder sometimes.
Interesting. Maybe it's because you're so used to the imitation crab taste.
Maybe. Because it has a different taste than crab, but it's still good.
Are crab cakes made with imitation crab?
If they are, they should be
put
to jail. I think...
It's criminal.
I mean, I grew up in, like, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, like, the DMV, and, like, crab cakes in Maryland. People who have crab cakes here, it's, like, laughable.
Wow, no shit.
In Maryland, it's like giant pieces of crab put together with like barely any filler.
Whoa, so it's like, just like crab.
It's just like crab made into a cake and then like deep fried.
Like over here, it's like just cake with like crab disintegrated into the bread.
Yeah, and you're paying like how much? Like a million.
It's a lot.
and you get one crab cake and you're like, what? Why did I do this?
Can we talk for a second about, is it okay if we talk just for a second about the Cheddar Bay biscuits for just a second?
Yeah. How do you feel about them?
I fucking love them so much.
I do too.
I love them so much. And
they're so good.
They'll be the death of me, Katie.
Oh, no.
They'll kill me.
No.
I just can't live without them.
Do you go to Red Lobster a lot? Could you imagine a world
where you couldn't? No, absolutely not. Absolutely. Well,
I think you're fine.
I mean, who does?
You know they got rid of them, right? They
don't have them anymore. What?
No, that's not true.
Oh my god! I was about to run out the door.
I thought about it, but the heartbreak. I didn't want him to get a heart attack.
I was gonna go into my kill room at home.
Okay, that's good.
Just so you know.
Great.
But man, those Cheddar Bay biscuits, they're just
really good.
Fucking magical, dog. And I think if we were going to like maybe say what are the best like chain biscuits or like food biscuits,
mm-hmm.
fast food biscuits, I would say Red Lobster is probably number one.
Yeah, Red Lobster is very much up there. Yeah. I'm trying to, you know, I think Whataburger has the best.
Whoa, I've never had a biscuit from Whataburger.
They have honey butter biscuits.
Motherfucker.
Very different. And they have a honey butter chicken sandwich for breakfast.
Fuck sucker.
I love Whataburger. Shit. I don't care what people say.
No, I love it too.
It's so great.
It's garbage.
Yeah.
It's delicious garbage.
Delicious garbage.
We love delicious garbage up in here.
Oh, yeah.
My first Whataburger experience was in Austin.
Mm-hmm. Same.
And I was like, man, this place is fucking great. And I went with someone who used to live there. And they were like, you gotta fucking get Whataburger, motherfuck. And I was like, all right, dog. And then I thought, is it Whataburger or is it Whataburger?
It's spelled Whataburger, but
it's spelled
Whataburger. Everyone there says Whataburger. Whataburger.
And I think it just evolved into Whataburger.
Yeah.
Like, you have to say Whataburger.
Whataburger.
Oh, we gotta go to Whataburger. But it's like, what a burger is the name of the fucking place.
Yeah.
It's almost like calling Burger King, like, we gotta go Burger King.
Burger King.
We're going Burger King?
We're going Burger King.
Let's go Burger King. You guys want to go Burger King? It's like weird to call it that. And I was like, I kind of got into like a little bit of an argument with someone there. And they were like really defensive about it.
Really?
And I was like, I bet it was like called What a Burger for a really long time.
Yeah. I mean, that was their intention.
Right. And it was like supposed to be like you'd take a bite out of it and go, what a burger.
What a burger.
And so that person was like, no.
What a burger.
It's what a burger. What a burger.
What a burger.
I'm like, fuck you, man. All right. Jesus.
Yeah. I think it's great. Add everything. Jalapenos. Spicy ketchup.
Those fuckers in Austin are insane.
They are. Are you a spice lord? Do you like spice?
I'm starting to get there. I'm training myself. Mm-hmm. I'm in training. Mm. I'm a Mexican. Second generation.
Yeah, you gotta like the spice. You get kicked
I've
out.
I've got to. Or I'll never be able to be. I'll never be let back into the rallies.
Yeah.
And my father will shame me and never let me home again. But I'm working on it. I don't like super hot shit. Like, you know, like the chicken places have like very hot and then like hell on earth or some like,
oh, my boyfriend category. Loves the hell on earth one. I'm like, hot is fine.
Why does it need to be pain?
Yeah.
Does like, it need?
No. And because straight up, when you eat really spicy food, you feel it coming out.
Yeah.
Every time.
But you also feel it like all night for after it.
I can't.
It's like in your stomach, burning your stomach.
Like, Howlin' Ray's is the best hot chicken in Los Angeles. I'll just say it. It's the best hot chicken in Los Angeles.
Dude, I'll throw a name drop out there about Howlin' Ray's. You want a little Howlin' Ray's name drop story?
Yeah.
We were doing a little show called Bring the Funny.
Oh. I remember that show. Love the name of it. Whoever named that show.
Whoever brought it, they brought that funny, man. And I'll tell you, we brought the funny.
You did.
That is not, you're right. The title of that show is not going to age well. It will be forgotten to time, and it already has.
I remember it, Steve.
Only some, very few will. But anyway, when we were done doing that show, there was like a last day before like the big finale. And Chrissy Teigen bought everyone Howlin' Ray's. And it was like 250 containers filled with like chicken sandwich. Each one had four chicken sandwiches in it. And
so good.
Everyone was allowed to take as much as they wanted. And people, like, there were like a lot left over once everyone like took them home.
Wow.
So I had like Howlin' Ray's for like 2 weeks after that.
And do you still love it?
I fucking love it, dude.
It's so good.
It was the
good.
First time I had ever had it. And I was like, how does this exist?
Yeah.
Have you had this, Kevin? You've had Howlin' Ray's?
Yes, very good.
And?
I love it.
Is it your favorite chicken in LA?
I haven't gone to enough places.
Yeah, you gotta compare, you know.
But it was very good.
I think Howl and Raise has like the best customer experience too.
Whoa, I didn't know
have
that.
Have you ever gone to like a Howl and Raise? Go to the one in Pasadena. You will not be disappointed. You will not. It's great. It's bigger than the downtown LA one. I mean, that's the original. But like, you really get like, everyone's excited to be working there.
Oh yeah.
And wow, I love that.
And they like, you know, it's like fancy.
Is it really kind of fancy?
Like the experiences, I get better customer service, like better service there than at like. Sorry, y'all, but Petit Trois needs to get it together.
What's up with that? What's that?
It's a restaurant in like a French restaurant that started in Hollywood, and they have one in Sherman Oaks. But like I keep going to these fine dining restaurants.
Oh, that place. Yeah, yeah. Where it's got like fun, weird fusion things. Like there's like a burger with jelly in
it. Oh, there's the Big Mac, which is like
yeah, there's a stuff
burger
like that.
With like foie gras and
But it's like a fancy spot.
Yeah. Really yeah. But like how did I get better service at Howl & Raise?
Whoa, really? Amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'll call them out. I was like...
Maybe they're like, we're so fancy, you don't even... Like, you gotta just be like...
Yeah,
you gotta
deal
want
with
a Grammy,
it.
And then we'll treat you like they treat you over at Howl & Raise.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you still want your entree plates to be out while the dessert comes out? I'm like, yo, I'm not paying for that.
Yeah, entree. More like exit.
Yeah, more like get out.
More like get out. All right. Is it time for some ads?
Yeah, we can do some ads.
What time is it?
We're at 34.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean, yeah, we could? We're like way past when we should have.
We're in the conversation.
This fucking guy. I don't know where we found this fucking guy.
Oh, boy.
I don't know who he is, dude.
Kate still needed to tell her to finish out her story.
No, that's it. We're done. We're done with her story.
No.
I think you told the most exciting part. We're done.
Yeah, I got paid to join TikTok. Great. Did it.
Pretty tight. And then you make all sorts of rad shit, and everyone should follow you.
Thanks.
Eat it, Katie. You also have been making a bunch of videos with my pal Kale.
Yeah. Lately.
Yeah, Kale's great.
Yeah, we met at Halloween Horror Nights.
Yeah.
Well, we met at the Garfield party.
And yeah,
then...
yeah. And he's another, yeah.
I saw him at Horror Nights, and I was like, hey.
Yeah, he's another, like, I always make fun of Kale. Because he does, like, those videos where it's like, I'm at a fucking edible furniture store where all the furniture's edible. And it's like, I love that kind of fucking content.
Me too.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's why I was like, we got to do more stuff together because you know where all the crazy stuff is that I want to do.
I'm at Noodle Ground in Koreatown and everything on the floor is noodles.
Yeah, pretty much. Shout out to Kale Anonymous.
We're at Breadbird Factory. This is Breadbird Factory. These birds make the best bread in town.
Why is that so accurate?
Right? I love doing it. And one time I did it to him and he was like, yeah.
That was a good Kale impression.
I love him. I've known him for a long time.
Yeah.
He's like an old friend. One time we went to a movie premiere together and he brought his dad. And me and his dad at one point had danced with Heidi Klum. And he, dude, this is a name drop episode.
Yeah.
We should just call it the name drop. So.
Name drop.
Do you want to do some name drops? Because I've done a bunch of them now.
I was in a commercial with Slash.
Whoa!
Yeah.
That's huge.
Yeah, Capital One. You've
fucking
all seen it.
November Rain himself.
Yeah.
That solo's fucking tight, dude. That's like one of the best, like early. Is that the 90s, maybe, right? A 90s song?
What, 80s?
I think it's 90s. I remember seeing it on TV, I bet.
Yeah, but they, you know, they play that on VH1 all the time, you know? But Slash recognized me from a.
Whoa!
From Taste Me.
What the fuck? Wait, what's that? Talk about that for a second.
Yeah, I hosted 3 shows on Tastemade last year.
Dude, that's tight as fuck, actually.
Yeah.
And I remember when you were leaving to go shoot those.
Yeah, one was a food and travel show. Yeah, for Visit California. Shout out. You guys should visit California.
Yeah, you maybe should visit California.
Yeah, you should be there.
Let's see. November Rain is from 1991.
Oh. That's wild.
Released in 1992.
That's wild to me, honestly. But...
I mean, maybe it's kind of... Maybe it's a hot take to say that's the best solo of the 90s.
Mm,
there's
yeah.
so many of them.
Oh, it's so good. And the November music ran... video? They still hit hard. We saw them last week.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, dude.
Guns N' Roses.
Yeah.
GNR.
I've seen them twice.
Oh,
so
no
far.
Shit.
Twice this year.
And?
Amazing.
Damn.
I'm seeing Queen on Sunday.
What? Oh, with who's it?
Adam Lambert.
Yeah, dude. Adam Lambert's pretty good.
He's so close to good. Freddie Mercury yeah, sound yeah. and energy, and he's like actually allowed to be gay.
I want to see. I know, poor Freddie Mercury. Yeah. I want to see the journey with the new Journey guy. I mean, we call him the new guy, but he's been there for like 20
yeah,
years.
Yeah, it's
now.
Like, go see.
I know. Have you seen Journey? Them,
no.
Have you haven't seen? Yeah, I want to see Journey. I want to see a lot of those 80s boys before they go bye-byes, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I went to Power Trip. I saw Iron Maiden. I
Whoa.
Saw Judas Priest.
What the fuck?
Yo. I'm telling you.
Have you ever Legends. Seen like have you ever seen Paul McCartney or like Elton John, any of those guys?
I've seen both of them.
No shit.
When I was
you
at
see
the
Paul
farewell
McCartney?
Tour for Elton John. But I saw Paul McCartney in DC.
What was that like?
His voice doesn't hit very hard anymore. It's kinda sad, but
I know.
But like watching someone who is not the best Beatle perform is fantastic. R.I.P. George Harrison. George Harrison was the best Beatle.
I mean, it's very, very debatable. I flip-flop between him and Paul.
Mm.
But George
Paul
is,
kept the band together for sure.
And
like,
I think Paul's responsible for like the biggest hits of the band.
Definitely. But
George's solo career is fucking incredible.
George's songs were
like timeless.
Here Comes the Sun.
Yeah, timeless.
And then Ringo, Octopus's Garden, love it.
Dude, that's another timeless song somehow. Is this episode this is going out the 17th? Okay, all right. There's two. We got a Harry's and we got a MeUndies.
Mm. That's great. Love Thank branded. You. Love branded content. I'm
Don't
a huge
we?
Fan.
Don't we? And you know all about it. You're all up in there.
I'm all up in there.
Guys, Harry's, Mamma Mia. I'll tell you. Subscriptions in general are frustrating. There's too many of them, if I'm being honest. And there's unnecessary ones, like, you know, I'm getting my yarn delivered every week.
Am I supposed to respond to any of this?
You certainly could if you want.
Okay.
You certainly could.
Great.
There's a lot of unnecessary boys, but I'll tell you, well, what we've got here is one that is a necessary one, especially if you have hair on your face, or if in general... You want to smell nice, look nice, and be kept. Because Harry's is a wonderful company that provides just that. Things to shave your face. We're talking German-engineered blades that come right to your door. High-quality stuff.
Commercial.
And every order saves you money compared to that big brand most guys are used to buying. And those things cut my face up.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Aww.
What am I supposed to do? Go to the big picture show with cuts on my face?
You can't.
Am I supposed to go have a big macaroni salad?
No.
With the boss of insert cable company, streaming service company here? And that with cuts on my face?
No.
No.
No way.
And listen, I got a beard, and you're thinking... What do you care, Zaragoza? You got a beard.
Yeah.
And guess what? A beard takes work, my friends. There's wax and oil and creams. And there's things you put in your beard. And there's areas around the beard to shave down, sometimes on a daily basis. And when I want something that's going to cut me up sweet and smooth, I go for my hairy stuff. The trial set, guys, is only $13. It's a $13 value for just $3 at harrys.com/banter. The music went away. That never happens. Guys, there's a trial set. It comes with all the things that you want to shave your face real nice and smell nice. And it's it's a $13 value for just $3, guys. $3 at harrys.com/banter. It includes a 5-blade German engineered razor, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover. And you can schedule delivery for refills as low as $2. That's half of what you pay for some of them other blades. Slicing me up. So go to harrys.com/banter and try it out. You might like it. Thanks, Harry's.
I'm all about it.
I just love to be alive.
Yeah. Who doesn't? I mean, there's a lot of people, but who
who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
At one point.
Love being alive.
There's one point in everyone's life where they love being alive.
Yeah.
At least one
point. At least one point.
Guys, it's, you know what? Can I say something? The fall is here. I don't know if you realize this.
The energy?
The fall.
Oh, I thought you were like, oh, there's a dip in the
energy. There's a dip in the energy here. There's a dip.
No, fall is here.
Kevin, what is this fucking table?
We just lose our
minds. Where does it go?
I don't know.
Do you have something this goes?
No, I don't.
It's plugged in.
I don't have anything to plug in there. But
fall is here. I'm not talking about the vibes, bro. I'm talking about how the leaves change to brown.
Yeah, they do.
And I love being comfortable in my fall times, and I'll tell you who gives us some comfies right in the mail is MeUndies.
What have I told you? I'm wearing MeUndies right now.
I am too!
Yo! Oh!
I am, in fact, don't even give me, if I'm gifted anything other than MeUndies as an underwear gift, I'm throwing them in the garbage.
Yeah, why would you even think to do that?
Because MeUndies is the softest and most breathable underwear and loungewear that you will ever experience, whether you're on the grind during the work week or posted up on the couch watching cartoon show animation from Japan. With animation from Japan. MeUndies is here to keep you comfy, Bogart.
Whoa. Comfy Bogart.
Think about it.
He's comfy.
And guys, we're talking about style for everyone, from all black classics to fun seasonal prints and modern geometric shapes. MeUndies has a wide range of cuts that'll fit your style. I'm wearing tie-dye.
I think I'm wearing just like black and white checker.
Cute. Wonderful.
Just,
we love it. It's just a cute fit.
Yeah.
It's just a cute fit.
Some have dogs on them.
Some of them have dogs. Raccoons. I've got sushi one. I've got Star Wars, Back to the Future.
Yeah. I was like, am I allowed to say Back to the Future? Or am I allowed to say the movie where I was going to be like, you know, the movie where they go back in time.
The one where they go back in time.
I forgot
the name of it. But they go back somewhere. But I'll tell you guys, so they got something for everybody in there, including loungewear, which, my goodness gracious. If we're talking about the onesies, dude, you ever been in a MeUndies onesie?
I want to be.
Just imagine it. Your whole body.
I'm literally going to buy one after.
Dude, I'm telling you, it is so fucking comfortable. And then during the wintertime, when fall's getting crisp, Kevin, I'm walking around in a big old onesie. It's got fun prints on it. And I look like a cute little boy, don't I?
Yeah.
So, get 25% off your first order. Plus free shipping. You can go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter for 25% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Wow. I love that. Beautiful. You know, I started ordering MeUndies during the pandemic. Yeah. Because I was like, wow, this is something exciting that I can look forward to.
Sure.
Every month. I would be like, oh, my new underwear came. Yeah. I had like the monthly
subscription. Dude, it's such a looking forward to situation.
Yeah.
For sure.
Any subscription service.
I know. It's nice. It's like a little Christmas present that you forgot you ordered for yourself.
Yeah. I love that.
Or a Christmas present a friend sends you.
It's always great. Gifts are great. Who doesn't love a gift?
Disneyland. We should talk about Disneyland first.
Yeah, I'd love to.
Also, you and I
need to talk about how she walked out of Lord of the Rings.
Oh, shut the fuck up. I'm just kidding.
You don't want to hear it. It's fine.
Kevin's got to sit down for a second.
I can't do fantasy movies.
Well, you know, okay, is that so? You just not a fantasy person?
I couldn't get, they just looked so fucking stupid.
Wow.
Because why? What part looks stupid? The dragons and stuff?
Just all...
You're not into dragons?
I was just like, what? I don't care about these people in this imaginary world. Yeah. I just don't. Like, I can't get you behind Game of Thrones either. Like, I can't...
These men.
Pretty early in, like 30 minutes in. Whoa, I was just
have
like...
just left the theater?
I left and I went into Harry Potter.
Wow, are you a Slytherin?
Yeah.
That's some Slytherin
I
shit.
I feel like I would, yeah.
That's some Slytherin shit. Have you not taken the... Do you know what your house is? You don't know what your
I
house is?
I don't care
you
what don't my give house a shit. Is.
You know what? In the fact that you don't care
that's
about Lord
a Slytherin
of the Rings,
thing.
It's nice that you also don't care about Harry Potter, because I'll tell you what. I don't care about Harry Potter. I don't like Harry Potter at all.
Yeah.
I tried watching those movies, and they're kind of cringe and bad.
Yeah, they're pretty bad.
They're cringy as fuck.
Yeah, they shouldn't let children act.
No, they shouldn't. Especially not bad actor children.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But I will say, I love the wizarding world of Harry Potter.
Yeah,
at Universal it's Orlando. It's like insane.
Yeah, there's that dragon that shoots out fire and shit.
Yeah, but like, do I care about the world? No.
No. And I don't know who the fuck, I don't give a fuck who a muggle is.
That's a human, right?
I guess.
It's a someone who doesn't do magic.
I just don't want to be profiled. Look at this guy.
Yeah, asking someone
he's
that...
He's really upset about
yeah,
something.
Yeah, he's very upset. Asking someone their house... is like asking someone what their sign is.
It is. It's the new asking what their sign
is. It's like as bad.
But it's funny because they'll ask you what your house is and you'll say it and then they'll ask you what your sign is.
Yeah, and you're like,
ugh. God damn it. What's my moon? What's my Aquarius rising?
My favorite thing to do is tell people my wrong sign. I'll
That's
just,
great.
I,
and they go like, I knew it.
Yeah,
I nailed you
yeah.
for it.
They always
do you ever
that.
Reveal it? Do you ever go like, I'm lying to you?
Sometimes I do, but I sometimes that. I don't. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's such an Aquarius thing to do. And I'm like, I'm a Libra, bitch. And I didn't tell you.
Do you care about any of that? Do you believe in any of it?
No.
There's so much, like, I don't believe. There's got to be some kind of, like, because space is so mysterious and cool. And, like, we only know what we know about space applied to the things that space has given us.
Yeah.
To, like, help us understand. Like, when a meteor lands on Earth, we can, like, study, like, parts of deep space. Or we can observe it with a telescope.
Yeah.
And shit. So it's like, we know, like, very, like, disconnectedly in a way. So it's like, it makes me wonder if there's things about, because, you know, the moon and the oceans are, like, connected and shit.
Yeah.
And there's all this scientific proof that, like, certainly space and moon things and solar things affect our planet.
Yeah.
So I think about those scientific things, and then I think, is there a way that those scientific things could be affecting us in a physical way or in a mental way on Earth?
Absolutely, though.
And, right? Like, and I believe...
That, scientifically.
Yes, scientifically, there's a chance.
Yeah, like a full moon really does...
Totally.
Like, fuck people up.
Totally. And is it because there's, like, a pressure or something, or, like, a gravitational thing, or whatever, or there's some sort of, like, metaphysical thing we haven't connected yet that we don't understand yet because we haven't, like, unlocked that, like,
yeah.
layer of science or something. So I leave that, like, open-endedness of, like, the potential for astrological things to be true.
Yeah.
But I think what they're used for mostly now is bullshit.
Yeah. I agree.
Next caller. We got someone coming in from North Nebraska's. And they're here to talk about just exactly what it is that is happening in space.
I just won 200.
I don't have any capability to bring in a caller.
That's
here.
What I thought.
I have
just
a lot of
let you
that
do
I can
it.
Press that make little fun sounds and make you think something cool could happen. But truly, it's just little sounds.
Do you remember the E-Bombs World soundboards?
Absolutely, dude. Do you remember, were you around for Miss Cleo? Do you remember Miss Cleo?
Yeah.
You know Miss Cleo?
Dude. Called Miss Cleo.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm allowed
she's,
to
well,
accent.
I mean,
but it's
can
like,
we?
Come on, she's good. She's like, oh,
she's like,
called Miss Cleo.
Now.
Yes,
yeah.
called Miss Cleo
I'll tell
knows.
You everything you need to know. Dude, there's a documentary about Miss Cleo.
Oh, I
which
have
is
to watch
fucking
that.
Great, by the way. You have to watch it. But the reason why I bring her up is because E-Bombs World or one of those had like a prank call. Someone used the Miss Cleo soundboard to like make a prank call. And this is crazy because like soundboards used to be like a fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like everyone would use a fucking soundboard.
Jack Black.
Yeah.
Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Simpsons. Yeah.
Listen to this Simpsons soundboard. Like your friends come over and go like, Lizzie, you can press 6 and he'll say, don't have a cow, man.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa. But anyway, I love when people use them for prank phone calls because there was a Miss Cleo one that me and my friends would listen to like all the fucking time. And it was so funny because it was like someone calling like this poor old lady and they're like, this is Miss Cleo. And she'd go like, hello, who is this? And it'd be like, this is Miss Cleo. It would be like a repeat. They would just repeat the fucking audio file.
Yeah.
And it just was like one of the funniest fucking things ever because... there was one moment where the audio clip of Cleo was like, I think there's a baby coming into your life. And the lady's like, I don't think so. And then the person presses the button and it goes, yep. And she goes, nope. And it goes, yep. And she goes, no, I'm too old. Yep. they just kept using. It was like a formative, ridiculous, like fucking audio file from the back old internet days.
It really was. It's great.
I love that you remember Miss Cleo. That's so funny.
Yeah.
Anyway, so you walked out of Lord of the Rings, huh? That's pretty fucked up.
Yeah, I did.
You like what you like.
I do. I don't like that.
An earlier me would have like a battle with you and wonder why you were soulless and didn't care about Frodo's struggle to drop the ring to Mount Doom.
I didn't care about him at all.
I know, but I also feel like these are like boys that are like going off on an adventure. And they're gross, like, mud-soaked, nasty, stinky boys.
Yeah.
And maybe you just didn't connect with that.
It doesn't
maybe
pass the Bechdel test.
It certainly doesn't.
No, none of it does.
It's not really a girl power thing.
I can't name a single woman in that.
Well, there is, Liv Tyler is in it, and she plays, right, like, one of the elves.
Yeah.
And Miranda Otto plays, like, a really badass, like, daughter of, like, a king or something. And she, like, kills the Witch King, which is, like, a fucking crazy moment.
That was pretty cool.
There's a really cool girl power moment that, like, a lot of the ladies in my life that love Lord of the Rings love as a scene of, like, a triumphant, like, woman getting to kick ass in this boys' movie.
Does it come at hour 4?
It comes in, like, hour 9 or something. Yeah, it's, like, the middle of the second one or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, the fact that there were three?
There's three, and they're each, like, fucking, if you really want to watch them, they're the extended long ones, they're, like, almost 4 hours, like, each.
Maybe I should give them another try and see if I was just...
You know...
What about Game of Thrones?
Well, hold on. Before we get to Game of Thrones, I do want to say... I know! I do want to say... Can you imagine we had that kind of relationship?
I'm just like...
Where I'm like, we're so sick of each other.
You just get up and hit
them. A married couple.
And I have to sit here like...
You fucking peasant.
Oh, God.
Go on.
Yeah, go on.
What I wanted to ask was... I would say this. If you are going to give the Lord of the Rings movies another chance, which I think you should, perhaps with some inebriation involved, and a comfortable couch.
Yeah, I got one of those.
With some energy behind you. We don't want you nodding off.
Yeah.
I think you should watch the theatrical versions because the theatrical versions are very good. And they're for people, I think, who don't want to sit through the big fucking long ones. And honestly, the big fucking long ones are for like hardcore nerds of like Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
It has all these little details that some of them aren't super important to the story. So I would say maybe give the theatrical one a chance someday.
Okay.
I would love that.
Yeah, maybe.
I would love that. As someone that loves those movies very much.
I'll put it on my list.
In the presence of someone who has a tattoo, a Lord of the Rings tattoo.
Yeah, so it hurts.
It hurts a little. Devin,
a lot.
Okay, you had your Game of Thrones question.
The surprising thing was that you walked out.
I truly never heard.
Didn't like it.
Yeah. But I've never heard of anyone walking out.
I could not.
I love that, though.
I love it, too.
I could not deal.
I love that. I love that because, like... That's great.
And
I
it's
love
not like I was fucked up or anything because I was like probably like a freshman or sophomore in high school or something. And I just.
You're just like, I've got to go do drugs and make out with men.
No, I didn't even do women. That then. Yeah, I just had to do lines
so
in the bathroom.
Well, so you were a nerd and you didn't like Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Damn, that's fucking crazy.
I also like
what did you nerd
couldn't
out about?
Get behind any superhero movies
that's
at all.
That's fine. Those are definitely boys club.
Except
movies.
Like Batman. I like Batman.
Batman's great. Batman's
great.
Timeless.
It really is. But
what did you nerd out about when Lord of the Rings was like a big thing?
I mean, I always nerded out about like Hello Kitty.
That's cute.
Yeah.
So you liked the cutesy little cute stuff. Animal Crossing.
I like cute stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually never played Animal Crossing.
Oh. Interesting.
Believe it or not.
Hmm.
I seem like I feel like I get all these video game collabs recently and they're just like they see blue hair. They're like, blue hair.
You're a gamer.
She games. I'm like, have you looked at my content? Because I don't.
Do they ask you if you do Twitch shit all the time too? You look like an e-girl.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Do you hate being seen as such in
I like it.
Is it time for you to start to become an e-girl?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so too. You're leaving a lot of money on the table.
Yo, I know some e-girls. They got houses
they
and cash,
in,
you know?
Dude. Oh, yeah.
They're just like, oh, house in LA with in cash? Here you
houses
go.
Houses in multiple places.
Yeah, I want to get there.
You ever heard of that, Kevin? Did you know people do that? They have multiple houses?
Yeah, did you know?
All right, should we do some history roads and then say goodbye?
So
the History Road segment of the show is when people who listen to the show send in an email with a recollection of something in their lives, but more often than not, it's kind of like, here's a funny story that happened to me, and we just read it and we talk about it a little bit.
Okay.
How's that sound?
Sounds great.
Carbonara.
It sounds great.
Dude, thank you for coming to the show. It's been so fun having you.
It's been so fun. Thanks for having me. This is the only podcast I'll ever be on. I'm just kidding.
It's funny because we started the show, like, you, like, inadvertently made me nervous.
Why?
Because before we started the show, you were like, man, if I just, like, get so bored. Like podcasts can get boring.
It depends.
Like, podcasts get boring.
There's so many.
And I was like, if I cannot make this boring. This
no,
can't be boring.
It's been so much fun.
You've been having fun for real?
I really
would
have.
Would you take a lie detector test?
Yeah. Do you have one?
Yeah, Kevin.
I'd actually be really impressed
Kevin
if you
has,
had one.
Are they on the rabbits? All right. Well,
I would always want to take one. All right, fine.
Do you believe that those are real? That they work?
Yeah. Anything the FBI does is real.
Ooh, I have a good question, though, related to food.
Okay.
You yourself, if you could have any food for the rest of your life, free, so it's free for you for the rest of your life, what food would you choose?
Oh, if you could have one
piece,
one food
item? Or like a meal item, like a burger could count.
Okay, all right. So one thing. It can't be like a burger and fries.
Nope.
So Kevin's saying if you could choose one food item that you could have for free for the rest of your life, does that mean that it would appear to you magically, or you could just go to somewhere and get it for free?
Right.
What would that be?
Or order it for free.
I would say like a cheesy pasta in a cheese wheel topped with truffle. You know what I mean?
Ooh. This is good because you went all out.
Dude, I've never done
that. Yeah, because like...
The
Wait,
ones where they
what?
Slice off the big melty cheese. I've never done
oh,
it.
Oh, well, that's
but
different.
I've seen
that's raclette.
I've seen. Oh, what are you talking
I'm
about?
I'm talking about the giant cheese wheel that they fill with pasta and then mix the pasta
fuck?
In the cheese wheel. You haven't seen this, Steve? We have to go to Il Pastaio.
So much cheese.
They do it there.
Is that too much
no,
cheese?
No, because you're just getting some of the cheese from the sides and they're mixing it into the pasta
and
so
then
it's
they
incorporated.
Serve it out of the cheese
they
wheel?
Serve it out of the
wow.
cheese wheel so it's like. In there, and then they top it with fresh truffle. I don't know if you're a truffle guy.
God damn, I'm a truffle guy through and through.
I feel like we gotta go.
Is it Italian?
Yeah.
Those fucking Italians can make food, dude.
I've seen it in Mexico, too, though. I've had really good, like, Mexican
really?
Italian food.
I don't think I've ever had Mexican Italian.
Oh, yeah.
Is that, do they have any of that in L.A.?
Yeah, actually, Amiga Amore.
What the fuck?
It's a Mexican-Italian food, like a tiramisu with Mexican chocolate.
What the
or like,
fuck?
Yo, I'm going on Sunday.
God damn. I need to know. Yeah, text me.
Okay.
All right. Whew. Now I'm getting hungry, Kevin.
Me too. I'm gonna eat some...
Can you say what you're going to eat after this?
Ass. No, so I...
It's very filling.
No, I really want to do a review of different Thanksgiving sandwiches.
Ooh!
Like, I think I might stop at a few places
fuck.
And, like, just you know.
Do you have like one that you think will be the like the winner?
I heard Capriati's has a really good one.
Damn, dude. How do you know? Is there like a list?
Yeah, I look up lists.
There's a list?
I'm OCD. I have OCD. I look up lists,
dude,
all the time.
Will you send me the list? Yeah. That you think is the list?
Yeah.
Dude, I've got it. I'm a sucker for a fucking good Thanksgiving.
They're delicious.
Kevin needs a camera on him.
I know.
He's doing all sorts of weird shit over there today. All right.
Yeah, I won't derail this anymore.
What? There's no derailing here, dude. This is not a. This show has never been on the tracks. This show is like covered in like. This is like the train from The Last of Us. It's just destroyed
along
the side of the train tracks with overgrowth and shit all over it. This is not a moving train.
I think you should scroll back or like do a two-page back.
Whoa, a two-page back.
Two-page back.
All right, one, two.
Great job.
And just jump right in?
Pick one, yeah.
This is scary.
Mm-hmm.
Are you scared?
I'm scared. I don't know what's happening.
Pistol shrimp. Katie Walters says pistol shrimps.
Says.
Pistol shrimps sonic weapon. It's a short one, so let's see what this is all about. Katie says, "My lords of dynamic banter, good day to you, my ladies, today." Says, I'd like to ask chat KGB or whatever some random questions to start my day to maybe learn something new each time. Here's what's ups today's. The pistol shrimp, also known as the snapping shrimp, possesses a remarkable ability to create a sonic weapon. It has a specialized claw that can close at an astonishing speed. I think I've seen these on TikTok. Yeah, have you seen these?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the ones that are like...
Yeah, and you just hear a sound, and then like something's like in half.
Yeah, they're fast.
That's scary as shit, and people keep these as pets, and they're like, they could chop your finger right
off.
Yeah,
why would you do that?
Because people are crazy.
Yeah. They are crazy.
It says it has a specialized claw that can close at an astonishing speed, creating a high-pressure cavitation bubble. You ever been broken up with someone and they say, "I just feel like we've been in this like cavitation bubble for a long time."
Yeah.
When this bubble collapses, it produces a loud snapping sound and releases a burst of energy that can stun or kill its prey.
Love it.
The collapsing bubble also generates temperatures as high as the sun's surface for a split second.
That's wild.
It is one of the loudest sounds produced by an animal underwater and can even interfere with sonar systems.
Whoa.
I'm no scientist, but that's some cool shit I learned today. And now you have learned it too. And now we both, or I guess all four, or maybe five or six, depending on who in the house.
Wow, we all know.
Katie Walters, thank you so much for that lovely email. And also, I'd be a big dumb idiot if I didn't say maybe we should get some more of these in, Katie. This was from a while ago. This is from July.
Wow.
So Katie, I love these. You should send us in like little facts you learn. I'd love to read more of these. That's
crazy.
Yeah,
I love little facts.
A fucking shrimp can slice you up.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. How do they taste though?
That's a great question. Should we find out?
Yeah, ask pistol if you can eat a pistol shrimp. Like, I can't imagine that anyone be able to catch them. Like, it's just like...
Let's see, can you eat a pistol shrimp?
Yeah. Because the first person to eat a lobster must have been starving. Like, you see this thing, and you're
right,
like...
Right, they're like, I gotta eat that bug now.
I gotta eat that's about to... You know, that might snap me.
That fucking terrifying looking bug, I have to eat it.
Yeah.
I have to eat
so
it.
So hungry.
It's like, dude, you've seen the shrimps as bugs thing.
Yeah.
There's like a movement happening that shrimps as bugs. And it's like a meme thing that's like kind of going around. Like some people have it tattooed on themselves.
Really?
Shrimps
as bugs.
And you'll see it written as graffiti places, shrimps as bugs. And I've always felt this way. I'm not a big shrimp guy. I'm not a seafood guy.
Oh.
At all, actually.
I know a lot of people like that.
Yeah. And I like, you know, I'm open to it. Like, in fact, I just got a memory served to me on Instagram that said it was like 12 years ago that I had my first sushi.
Whoa.
Yeah. 12 years.
A sushi.
I'd never eaten sushi before, and so I was like, oh, interesting. But that's because I just don't like fish.
Yeah.
And honestly, I'm in on the shrimps as bugs movement.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are eating bugs, dude.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever. Eat your bugs.
They're delicious.
Eat your bugs.
They're great.
If they're good and you love it, eat your bugs. But you're eating bugs!
Yeah, I believe that. It's not wasteful. It's great. Perfect.
All right, let's do one more here. And then we'll say goodbye. How about that, Kevin? This one's real short, though, so maybe we'll get through it. Mike Graves says, Wet Muppets. I was watching the new Muppets show and saw one taking a bath. I then proceeded to look up wet Muppets and found a catalog of every time a Muppet has been wet. This is some kink shit, isn't it? This is definitely some kink shit.
This is the funniest thing.
I thought I needed to share this discovery with you guys. Thanks for everything you do. Please don't call me. There is a fucking article that compiles when Muppets get wet. And there's videos. There's video clips. This is insane.
Because they don't actually get wet, right? It's like...
Well, they destroy them. They destroy. They make
do they really?
One, yeah, they make ones that get wet, and then they destroy it in water, and then they're done with it. They throw it in the garbage.
Wow.
They incinerate them. Could you imagine seeing that footage of the Muppets being incinerated after they're done using them? I just learned that when Chuck E. Cheese's were like shutting down, when they were like getting rid of the robot bands and stuff, the company that like made those asked the Chuck E. Cheese restaurants to destroy the robots. Did you know about this?
I do, because they didn't want them to get into the hands of...
of, like, a competitor or something.
Yeah.
So that they could, like, steal their robot technology. So there's pictures of these, like, Chuck E. Cheese robots, like, obliterated, like, destroyed.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? And they would have, like, the workers at that Chuck E. Cheese do it. So if you were, like, some teen that was, like... I'm fucking sick of this place. Like, this would be the greatest thing in the world to, like, smash up these robots.
Yeah.
And they were, like, paying you to do it. Like, think about that crazy shit.
That
anyway,
is crazy.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Mike. Let's try to fit, like, one more in. Kevin, this is better that we go into the older ones.
Mm-hmm. What time is it? 6?
P.M.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's already dark out.
Too long. That's a too long one. We'll just do it. Oh, here we go. Okay. So we have this thing called Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
Ooh, this is good.
And
oh.
It would be fun to bring you into the fold a little bit. In
okay.
fact, we have a little song. We actually have a little song that introduces what it is.
I love that.
And you can actually find out what it is. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Tell me if you... This is actually a great experiment. Do you understand what... this is by listening to this intro.
We need a theme song for Be Nice or Not Be Nice.
Yeah.
A good old version, Be Nice or Not Be Nice, when Joseph says good enough.
So the way the game is played is you need to figure out
what I think you're
what I would think. Yeah.
Be nice or not be nice
with Mike and Steve.
Is that you don't know Jack?
I just realized, like, for the first time, I was, like, really listening to it. It does not, it doesn't tell you anything.
Tell you
the way this works is I present to you a scenario where this happened to someone where do you be nice to the person as a result of this incident or do you not be nice to them? Like, have you ever been in a situation where someone's like, move. And they like move past you in line to like go pay for something. And you're like, but I've been waiting in line. And you say, like, do you be nice or do you not be nice to that person? Have you been in a situation where you're like, you know what? I'm not going to be nice. No, we're not going to be nice anymore.
Yeah.
Because this person was a big butthole.
Yeah.
Spewing poop.
Spewing it.
Everywhere.
That's a good one.
All right. So let's play this be nice or not be nice. That comes from Sarah. It says, hi, boys. Today was trash day, so I left my trash bin out on the street before leaving for work in the morning, as did all my neighbors. When I got back at the end of the day, the bin was empty as expected, except for a single bag of dog poop. This means someone walked by after the garbage truck came, saw my empty bin, and tossed their smelly poop bag in. Can you believe it? Now I either have to leave it in the bin for a whole week, allowing it to stink up my garage, or reach into the bottom of the bin, grab the poop bag, and walk it to the nearest public trash can. Here's some additional context. I live a 3-minute walk away from a dog park with plenty of public trash cans. I do not own a dog. And I live in Salem, Massachusetts. Hey now, didn't we? No, that was the other one. We went to Salem, Oregon.
Oh, yeah.
And we were like, this is where the witches are from.
Get out. Get out. That's psychotic.
I know. Because it was like Salem. I live in Salem, Massachusetts, so it could have been a ghost or a witch's curse.
Could have been.
Interesting. So my question for my Steve is, if Mike found out which neighbor used his freshly emptied trash bin for their fresh dog poop, would he be nice or not be nice? Peace and love to the podcast, Sarah. P.S. I'm originally from Guilford, Connecticut. This is where Mike's from Connecticut. So
me
whenever
too.
Mike what the fuck?
Yeah. Danbury, Connecticut.
So many Connecticuts.
Yeah.
What's the connection in all these connections? Mike tells story about New Haven, and it feels like hanging out with a friend from home. You ever been to New Haven?
Yeah.
That's where Mike's from.
Delicious pizza there.
Wow, what the fuck? Dude, I've had New Haven-style pizza here.
Ozzy's?
Somewhere in Glendale. Was it Ozzy's? Yeah, and it's fucking good.
Right?
You like Ozzy's?
I love Ozzy's.
My boy Matt Robb is like friends with that guy.
Yeah, Chris.
Yeah, you know him too?
Yeah.
What the fuck? We're all connected.
We really are.
And Matt's from Connecticut.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
A lot of Connecticuts around here. All right, so anyway, so Mike's not here to say if he would be nice or not be nice. What do I think Mike would say? If he found out who was dropping poop in there? I think if it was like an incident that kept happening, maybe Mike would be mean to them. But he'd probably just leave it in there. What are you doing, Katie?
I would just, it's a trash can.
Like, just leave it.
Like, why exert energy getting upset about someone who did the right thing and put the poop
in a trash can. Right. Dude, that's a huge point.
Yeah.
Because it's like, I hate seeing the fucking poops everywhere. Kevin, we've talked about this.
Yeah.
Poops everywhere all over LA
Not
all
great.
Day. And poop bags on the sidewalk, which is like one step away from doing the right thing.
Yeah. Not even, it's probably worse.
It's, I mean, at least someone else could pick up the bag and throw it away.
Right.
If you leave your dog shit everywhere, I'm not going to go out of my way to go find a bag and then pick. It's not even my fucking dog.
Yeah.
But you're right, dude. Like, I don't want to see the bags on the street.
No.
Or on the sidewalk. I probably would have done the same thing, dude. I would have thrown it into someone's garbage.
Well, it's already in the garbage. Oh, yeah. You would have thrown it into.
If it was my dog, I would have been like, fuck it. I'm throwing it in this fucking garbage can.
Because it's
on the
a
street.
Garbage can. And what's it going to do? It's not like it's in your house for the next week. It's outside your house. Like, you don't bring the giant trash can.
The person who wrote this is an idiot.
Arrest me.
Yeah, the
arrest
person
me.
Who wrote, oh, you just keep all your trash bins in that house?
Well, yeah, what are you smelling up your, what are you, do you throw?
Come on, Steve.
Don't get me started.
Oh, God, we got him started.
Dusty, please welcome.
It's the
wickedly talented.
Wow.
What's up, guys? Katie Molinaro, thank you so much for coming.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
Wasn't it fun?
It really was. I'm not just saying that.
I like
wouldn't
that.
Say I wouldn't say anything.
No, we're friends, and that would be mean to say.
Yeah.
Katie, where can people find you? And do you want to plug anything?
Eat It Katie on TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube. No?
You ever do live stuff? Like live?
Not really anymore.
TikTok live stuff?
Sometimes. If I want to boost a video I just posted, sometimes I'll go live right after.
And that really helps because then people sometimes. Like to look at your page when they see your live.
Yeah. They're like, oh, let me check this out. And then they'll go to, and then I'll be like, hey, I just posted a new video. Check it out on live.
But you don't do it very often. Do you feel like that's like an important thing to do, to go live?
It is, but it's like, it's hard because you don't want your entire life to be on
exactly. It
camera.
Already is.
It already is. Like, so it's like, go. I need breaks. Yeah.
That's healthy, Katie. I like that. Thank you for being our guest. You're a sweet lady. I appreciate you being on the show. And please, guys, go see Eat It Katie on all the socials. And keep an eye on her stuff because she makes really fun shit.
Thanks.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. We'll catch you next time on Dynamic Banter.
It's been... That was a HeadGum Podcast.